All right, so let's start off with the Panna Cotta Army doing Halloween Lullaby.
No monsters lurk beneath the bed. The wardrobe is hiding no one dead. The creaks you hear are just the stairs. Not werewolves trying to catch you unawares. Close your eyes and make the night your friend.
Now, I've spent a lot of time this Spin Tunes referring to songs as novelty songs. And here's another one, but I think it deftly avoids the sort of mugging, you know, the sort of winking delivery that tends to cheapen some of these general tones of these songs. This is a fine, legit delivery of a nice lullaby. And I think it sort of deviously harkens to the opposite of what the lyrics are saying, by which I mean the explicit gist of the lyrics is reassurance to presumably some youngster that there aren't monsters in every dark corner waiting until it's dark to pounce. But just running through this list of several horrors prior to sleep, you know, it cannot be comforting. It's like if you got on an airplane and the pilot made a pre-flight announcement describing the five most recent airplane disasters. And even if he followed up each description with an explanation of why the cause of each disaster was not going to happen to this flight, you know, that announcement would still be terrifying. And I think it's a clever take. And it reminds me of one of my favorite lullabies, which is that Mary Poppins Stay Awake lullaby. Anyway, it sounds lovely, and it's a wonderful performance, and it's clever, and it might be a bit repetitive, and without much in the way of variation or dynamics, though, of course, to be fair, you probably don't want a lot of dynamics if you're trying to get somebody to fall asleep.
Yeah, I like this one a lot, too. The instrumentation on all of the Panna Cotta Army songs in this contest has been just immaculate, and this one is no different. I feel like every sound here fits the song and the lullaby vibe. Like, all the string instruments are incredibly well recorded and mixed, and the arrangement feels impeccable. The vocals are also soothing and nice, and if it weren't for the fact that he does run down all the different monsters and all the different things that you should be scared of, I feel like it would have the intended effect on a young listener. Having said that, the lyrics are kind of one note. It's sort of a lot of, yes, there are all these scary things and you shouldn't worry about them, and it's just kind of a list. I feel like it's a practical lullaby for a child. It's probably a success on that metric, but given the strength of the music, I can't help but feel like there could have been something more, something grander and ambition than what we got. And maybe because it's the final and this is the one that is going to either make or break you as a winner, I think I would have maybe perhaps worked a little harder on the lyrics and trying to say something a little bit more interesting.
I want to talk about both the music and the lyrics separately because I have pretty radically different thoughts about them. And I want to get really specific, and I'm not going to get this specific with all the songs, but I don't know if anybody is listening to the songs that aren't theirs, but I think this song has a lot to teach about melody, because I think the Panna Cotta Army is such a good melody crafts person, crafts band. I'm somebody who's not great with melody, but I really like taking it apart and seeing, like, how does this work? Why is this satisfying? So just from the very beginning, no monsters lurk. Your brain says, okay, we got a little jump up. That's nice. Beneath the bed. And oh, it goes down. Okay. It's like the same shape, but up and then down. That's cool. The wardrobe is high. And he jumps up again. Oh, and your brain says, okay, I got it. I got it. I got it. He goes up and then he goes down and then he goes up. So I know what's going to happen next. He's going to go down again because that's the pattern. But then he sings, is hiding no undead. And it's the same shape again, but he goes up higher. So instead of up, down, which would be a fine pattern, he goes up, down, up, further up. And this is just one example of a, I think, generalizable principle for good melodic writing, which is establish patterns and then break them in ways that are still satisfying. And honestly, it's a good general principle for lyric writing, for storytelling. I mean, I think it's the foundational principle of humor, which is that you think something is coming, something else is coming, but the something else still follows logically, just in a way that you didn't expect. So I think that's just one specific concrete example of how he does this with melody. I think all of his songs are really melodically strong. And you've mentioned the sounds, the performances, the instrumentation. It's pretty sparse, but never feels too empty, even though there's not a lot of instruments. So musically, this is just great. It's fantastic. Lyrically, please remember all the nice things I said about the music, because lyrically, this does absolutely nothing for me. I am a grump. And I am especially a grump around Halloween time because the whole spooky season, like, it just does nothing for me. So I'm already predisposed to not be super interested in this as a concept. But even if I were, I think there are so many missed opportunities in the lyrics of this song because he mentions werewolves and zombies and vampires. But if you took those three words out of the lyrics and you reinserted them in any order, it would not make any difference to the song at all because he's not engaging with any of the cultural tropes associated with those creatures. So the line, "The creaks you hear are just the stairs, not werewolves trying to catch you unawares." No, we don't associate creaking sounds with werewolves. How about the howl you hear is just the wind, not werewolves coming prepared to do you in or something? You know, the zombies, they're not here to eat your brains. The vampire is not here to suck your blood. There are so many opportunities for concrete, specific language. And I think, honestly, as much as the Panna Cotta Army has this incredible gift for melody and knows his way around his DAW and production and performance, I think the weakness that I encounter a lot is that he just doesn't go the extra mile with the lyrics, and he leaves so much on the table in terms of specificity, in terms of concrete details. I'm going to give a counterexample because I want to be fair, which is his final in Spin Tunes 20, the Bag Lady Bossa Nova, which I don't know if you guys are familiar with that one at all, but it's a character study of a poor woman at the library. And it's full of warmth for this character, and it's full of details, and it's full of sensory stuff. So I know that he can do it, but I think that he often sort of defaults to least effort necessary. Like, okay, we'll put in vampires, we'll put in werewolves, we'll put in zombies. Great, check, check, check. When I just wish he would go the extra mile lyrically. And I wish that I heard more songs from the Panna Cotta Army where the lyrics lived up to the music.
So more gore.
More, yeah.
Okay.
If you're gonna go
Just
for it, and I don't remember which song I tried to find it, but I think he had a song with where the narrator was like a demagogue, the narrator was like a politician sort of riling up people to act, you know, according to their base instincts. And he just didn't dig into it. But I should stick to the songs that we're actually recording. And I told you guys that I have, you know, a hard out in an hour and a half, and now I'm going on and on and on about this song. But yeah, if you're gonna do a creepy Halloweeny thing, yeah, go creepier and Halloweenier. Commit to it.